Praise Jesus. Praise God. It's another good morning that God has given us to listen to His Word. And I pray that you are well, that the Lord is sustaining and watching over your life. God's Word is real. God's presence is real. God's favor is real. And one of the things that God says is that He is not a respecter of persons. And every man in every nation who fears Him and works righteousness is accepted by Him. And this you can read in Acts 10, 34, 35. Peter realized that in every nation, be it Jew or Gentile, that any man that fears God and that works righteousness is accepted by Him. That means to tell us that it doesn't matter your starting point. It doesn't matter where you've been. It doesn't matter your history. It doesn't matter your fears. It doesn't matter what you have done in the past. But there is a place where God and accept you, the place when you start to walk in the fear of God, it's the point where you start to walk in that righteousness, when you start to believe what God has said about you, what the Word says about your life, what the Word speaks about your destiny, what the promises of God declare over your life. And when you start to live this life, this resurrected life, this life of the new covenant, this life that is led by the Spirit of God, then you start to experience a supernatural victory, a supernatural power, a supernatural abundance. There is always a grace that comes with those who fear God. You experience things that are not normal, that are supernatural, that go above what men think are your limitations. There is a power that comes from the Spirit of God. There is an anointing. How God anointed Jesus Christ, of Jesus of Nazareth, with the Holy Ghost and with power. And He went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed of the devil. For God was with him. The Holy Spirit is the mark of God's presence in our lives. In fact, He is the confirmation of God Himself in us, working in us righteousness, working in us holiness, working in us the new creation realities. And this Spirit is the Spirit of God. He is the Lord Himself. He is the Spirit of Jesus. And the Spirit of God brings life. He brings life. Life abundance, life everlasting. The life of God flowing through your veins, flowing through your mortal body, giving life to your flesh, giving life to every part of you. Receive this life of God. Walk in that consciousness that you carry the life of God, that you carry the anointing of God, that you are anointed to do great exploits. They that know their God shall be strong and they shall do great exploits. You are called for exploits. There is a treasure. There is a treasure within you. Outside, you might look like an earthen vessel. Outside, you look like a jar of clay. Easily broken, easily going through the turmoils of life. You might not be the color that men expect. You might not be the shape that men expect. You might not be the height that men expect. You might not be the looks that men expect, but indeed in you, there is a treasure that shows that the excellency of the power is not of man, but of God. And this is one of the things that Paul discovered and was teaching the Corinthian church, trying to show them that, look here, don't look at how we are presently suffering. Don't look at the present persecution that you're going through. Don't look at how things have had pressed you on the right and on the left. No, you are not conquered. You may be crushed on every side. You may be cast down. You may be abandoned, rejected by men. You might be at your lowest point. But there is something that when you believe in God starts to work in your life. The Spirit of God starts to move in your members. The Spirit of God starts to regenerate you, cell by cell, organ by organ, vein by vein, lymph node by lymph node, hormone by hormone, bone by bone, putting together that which is broken and bringing it to life, ligament by ligament, as God created you to be in perfection. Now that new man that is made in the image and likeness of God, that you are translated into the very same image, from glory to glory. I want you to think of the majesty of God. Think of His beauty. Think of His holiness. Think of His power. Think of His glorious nature. Think of all the life that surrounds Him. That supernatural beauty of God. And God says, as you think of Him, as you behold Him, as He is ever before you, you are translated, you are metamorphosed into the very same image. And this is the treasure that we have within us as believers, as children of God. There is a treasure in earthen vessels that reminds us, that shows us, that the excellency of the power is not of us, but of God. This treasure makes you different. It marks you for greatness. It marks you for exploits. It gives you an edge. It is this anointing that came on Elijah that he ran faster than chariots. He overtook the chariots of kings, of King Ahab. King Ahab had the best chariot, being the king. But the Spirit on Elijah, he girded up his loins. I tell you, with the Spirit of God, just gird up your loins. Tighten your belt, prepare for an overflow. Prepare for an overtaking. Prepare for a promotion. Prepare for increase. Prepare for divine speed. David understood one thing and he said, "You anoint my head with oil and my cup runneth over." There is a running over of your cup that depends on the oil that is on your head. When you know the oil, it means that you know the Spirit of God. You are marked for greatness. And the Bible says, "You prepare a table before me in the presence of mine enemies." God does not need to kill your enemies. He just needs to elevate you higher than your enemies, and they shall see and know that surely this is a man that is honored by the Lord. Haman prepared gallows for Mordecai. But God prepared an elevation for Mordecai. And when Haman came, he asked the king how. The king asked him, "How should a man that the king honors be treated?" He thought it was him. And he said, "Get him the best robe that the king has worn. Put on him a ring. Place him on a white horse, on the king's horse, and let one of his most trusted princes go before him and announce, this is how the king chooses to honor one that has served him. Thinking it was for himself, the enemy, Haman, spoke of such great things. And the king told him, go and do everything that you have said to Mordecai the Jew. I tell you, men that have turned against you, men that have plotted things, enemies that have been lifted against you, there is a power, there is a treasure within you that will start to cause them to honor you. The Bible says when a man's ways pleases the Lord, he causes even his enemies to be at peace with him. There is an anointing that is available today in the Word by the Spirit that makes a difference in your life. Don't look at your present situation. Outwardly, you may be falling apart. Outwardly, you might be in affliction. Those are the afflictions of the outer man, of the earthen vessels. But there is an inner man that is created, that is the man from above. That heavenly man that lives inside of you, that is the Christ. This is the mystery that was hidden before the ages. Christ in you, the hope of glory. You are not ordinary. There is a man within you that makes all the difference, that works out healing in your members. Meditate on this man. Meditate on Christ in you. Meditate on the life of God working in your members. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. The excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. We are hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. We have hope in the Lord. We don't give up. Always we are carrying about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body. As you constantly carry the death of Jesus in your body, as you constantly are preaching the resurrection, as you constantly are dying to self, are living for Christ, there is something that happens. There is an exchange, that the life of God is manifested in your body. And this is the life that brings healing. This is the life of Jesus that replaces dead organs, that replaces dead systems, that rewires your body, that rewires your organs, that rewires your brain, that rewires children. You know, they can easily write off your child. They might have written off you. They might have written off your members. They might have written you off as barren. But there is a life of God that can rewire your system. And you, as you believe this word, as you receive this word, as you live by this word, the life of Jesus starts to manifest in your body. And your body, you can claim it even for your children. You can claim it for your spouse. You can claim it for your parents. The life of Jesus is not limited just to you. Peter, even his shadow, they just knew he was coming out from the place of prayer, and they placed the sick on the roadside that his shadow might fall on them, that even all who are sick or healed. If the life of God can flow through shadows, God worked extraordinary miracles through the life of Paul, that through the hands of Paul, that even handkerchiefs and aprons were taken from him and placed on sick people and the sick recover. If the life of God can be transferred on inanimate objects, handkerchiefs, how about you who are an earthen vessel created in the image and likeness of God, not manifest the presence and power of God? The life of God. Believe it. Believe it. Believe it. Verse 11, for we who live are always delivered to death for Jesus' sake, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our mortal flesh. God, there are promises that God is giving us today, that you can experience the life of Jesus in your body, in your mortal flesh. So even though death is at work in us, but life in you. Paul was trying to tell them, look here, I'm handed over to death. I am fighting wild beasts. I am facing dangers. I am in constant in pain and afflictions for your sake. But you know what? You are on the opposite, receiving life. That means in the crushing of the grapes is the wine released. Verse 13 says, and since we have the same spirit of faith, according to what is written, I believed, therefore I spoke. If you believe it, start to confess it. Start to confess that you carry the life of God. I carry the life of God within me. I carry the life of Jesus in my body. I carry the excellency of the power within me that is of God, not of me, not from me. The source is God. That I have a treasure inside of me. I am the righteousness of God. This will take you out of the pit. This will take you out of the dungeon. This will take you out of that bed of sickness. This will take you out of that pit of poverty. This will elevate you and give you a table in the presence of your enemies. Brothers and sisters, do not look at the outward man. In fact, he said, knowing that he who raised up the Lord Jesus will also raise up us up with Jesus and will present us with you. For all things are for your sakes. All things are for you. That grace, having spread through many, may cause thanksgiving to abound to the glory of God. When you start to see this life of God, when you start to experience the blessings, the miraculous in your life, live a life of thanksgiving. Thanksgiving to abound to the glory of God. May God give you the eyes of Jesus. May God give you his sight, that you do not lose heart. Therefore, verse 16, therefore we do not lose heart, even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. It's being renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Look at what God is describing. Glory is measured in weights. That is why it's called Kadosh. Kadosh, holiness, the weight, Shekinah glory, the weight of the glory. There is a glory that is being weighted, that is being worked out, that God in each and every day, as you behold him, as you see him, as you are in his presence, as you are receiving His measure, there is a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Don't look at the things which are seen. Ah, these things are temporary inside you. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Don't look at what is happening on your outward man. Think like the inner man. Speak like the inner man. Believe like the inner man. You are growing from one level of glory to another. There is a far exceeding greatness and eternal weight of glory that God is working in your life. May God open your eyes to live in the supernatural abundance of God, to live in the glory of God, to live from your inner man. Your inner man can never be sick. Your inner man can never be cursed. Your inner man is anointed. Your inner man is the Christ himself. He that is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him. This is the mystery of Christ. Father, I thank you for your word. I thank you for your truth. I thank you for your life. I thank you for your grace in all things. You teach us your ways. You teach us your truth. You teach us your grace. You walk with us. You direct our steps. You bring forth these realities to our understanding. May scales fall off. May eyes be open. May the life of God that we have received when we accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior be made manifest within us. I praise you, I worship you, and I adore you. In Jesus' name, amen. Shalom, beloved, and blessed day. If you haven't given your life to Jesus, do it and experience the life of God. Shalom.